Hi, friends. Welcome to the Evolve Stylist Podcast. I'm your co-host, Sarai Spear.
And I'm the other one, Rebecca Taylor.
I'm the other one. Hello, the other one. How are you?
Good. I feel like we're trying a new recording method where we can see ourselves very clearly. And I just got a fuck ton of filler yesterday, and I feel like the Hamburglar for some reason today. I don't even know if he looks like that.
And on the other end of the spectrum, I am a naked mole rat. I have no lashes. I just got out of the shower. I have 5-day-old bedheads. So basically, we're winning at life, Rebecca.
We know we kind of are. Like, if this is our, I mean, I'm all right with it. I don't know. We're winning. We're still winning. We're just neutral. I'm neutral. I can't even attach a fucking label to today. We're flying by the seat of our pants, and I'm okay with that.
So do you want to do something with me, Rebecca?
I very much do. I know what it is.
Okay, cool. Well, let's fill our listeners in. So I took yoga teacher training last year, and it's something that I've really delved into, and I love meditation. I love doing yoga. I'm really excited because I'm bringing my drum to Spain for us, my little pan drum, so I can play music for us. So I'm getting into all of this sound healing and this really cool shit. So I actually wrote a meditation last night, and I thought we could maybe do it together.
Please, yes, and thank you.
Okay, please. Good.
I feel like I need it. Like, we're having a morning for sure.
We are. So, listen, if you are listening to this and you are driving, do not fucking do this, okay? Just pause this and come back to this when you get to work or to a place that you can actually sit and close your eyes. So, I want you to close your eyes and get comfortable, whether that's seated or lying down, and just chill the fuck out for just a second. And I want you to take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of 4. Hold for 2. Then exhale through your mouth for a count of 6. And we're going to do this again. Inhale slowly through your nose for a count of 4, feeling your belly expand. Hold for 2. And exhale through your mouth for a count of 6. And return your breathing to normal. And I want you to visualize yourself surrounded by a warm, gentle light that represents your worth and your lovability. Repeat these affirmations either out loud or in your head. I am worthy of love and acceptance. I believe in myself and my abilities. I am perfectly imperfect. I am strong and resilient. I am capable of achieving my goals. I am open to learning and growing. As you sit in these affirmations, letting that gentle, warm light radiate from your heart space, filling your belly, your arms, your hands, your legs, your toes, and coming out through the top of your head, releasing any self-doubt. As you find yourself moving through your day, if your thoughts come back to a negative space, simply acknowledge them and say, I release these doubts. They no longer serve me. And when you're ready, gently bring awareness back to your fingers, your toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Were you looking at me the whole time?
Would it be creepy if I was?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
Then I was.
Well, you just were seeing if I was into it. And I was.
I was.
I went there. I went there. You have a voice for that. And you have not only like the voice, like the carriage of the things, but like what you were saying really resonated. So yeah, I don't think so through. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I needed it. I actually read this affirmation and before we hit record, I told Rebecca things not to do before you record a podcast. And that includes trying on new outfits for a trip because it just sent me into a spiral. And so I actually pulled up my meditation and I was like, I am worthy. I am capable. I am loved. I am perfectly imperfect. I like had to go through the, how to do it myself.
Good reminder. You know, like I know we know we have a shit ton of tools in our toolbox, like mindset tools, like regulation tools, like all these things. And then when you get lost in the sauce and everything gets a swirling up there and out there, it's like you forget sometimes. I do. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I forget all these modalities and tools that have worked so well in the past and do work and will always work. But we just get carried away with mainly our thoughts. I'll tell you what that brought through for me when I was listening to you. We were just talking about like what you said, like trying on shit for this trip, you being like more scaled back with no lashes. I've been going ham, lashes, a face full of fucking filler, just obsessing over my double chin lately, changing my hair. I have to be this certain. I want to create this certain image for our brand photo shoot that we're doing in Spain. Not only that, but in the recent days, caught up in other people's shit that has nothing to do with it. And you know, some of the shit I will say is like a little triggering. So yes, it does have something to do with me. But then, but just this inward outward battle of just I'm not grounded. And what came through for me when we just did that meditation is like, come back to yourself. Like all this shit, external shit, not only like physically to do with me, but also not to do with me. Come back to your true self, not the fucking way you look, not your jawline being snatched and your double chin being fucking little looking, not your brand shoot, not fucking anything. That's all cool and all, you know, having a brand shoot and want to represent your business, but like, really, it's so easy to lose touch of like who you are at your core and like deeper meaning than all that shit. And I'm not full gone. I'm not fully gone. But it was getting, you know, I was getting lost in the sauce. So thank you. It was a damn good reminder this morning.
Yeah. What do you think has taken you away from that centering piece, that being grounded, that connection to yourself?
Now, when we talk in terms of losing our center, this has only been like maybe a week, right? Like for me, I don't like anymore. And the turnaround, and we've talked about this too, is like pretty good now. You know, you don't have to go to a place where it's like full meltdown. I think I'm still in a really good spot mentally. You know, it's like sometimes when I'm in a good spot, I'm like, ooh, let me indulge in this good. And so for me, good would be like shopping, traveling, doing shit to my face, fucking like consuming social media more. It's like the good thing. Oh, yeah, I'm seeing a trend there. No moderation, you know, like I love thing. Whatever that thing has been in the past for me. The thing's been drugs, the thing's been alcohol, the thing's been food, the thing's been, even when I got sober, it was like, ooh, let me do all these adrenaline junkie things and like skydive 4 fucking times in a year because that felt good. Give me more of the thing that feels good. So I think I kind of started like tipping, the tipping point was like, I'm in a good spot. Let's get fucking carried away. Let's get carried away with all the things. And in this case, it was like maybe revamping my image. Like I wanted to redo my room. I goddamn wanted a new wardrobe. I want a new hair. I want to excess. And I'm not bad off yet, like I said, but I'm recognizing that, especially taking a minute to be quiet this morning, which is so important that you did what you did and did that guided meditation. Because like, I haven't been quiet lately. I've been like, go, 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 more. And it's a slippery slope. It is a very slippery slope to get like mentally, spiritually unwell. I'm not there yet. Thank goodness for this. Because now I recognize that, and I'm about to, I was going to create a bunch of content today or edit it. I'm my ass to the motherfucking mountain. I'm looking right out the window. I need to go ground myself in things that are bigger than me and not the way I look and not other people's shit and not even this fucking trip we're going to Spain. I, like you, have all my clothes over there in my suitcase, and I was about to bring the mirror in here and try on outfits. And again, thank you for sharing where you're at, because maybe that's going to stop me from going further down this spiral. So, yeah.
You know, and I just want to acknowledge, though, there's nothing wrong with changing your look, changing your room, changing your appearance. It's when we start obsessing about things, which you and I have a tendency to do, and we start making that our focus, because like, there's nothing wrong with changing your fucking hair or your image or your brand or any of that. But when we start looking to external validation to fix that internal problem, that's where the problem lies. And I actually just talked about this in my group coaching yesterday, is the sort of self-sabotaging patterns that we have that sometimes we don't even notice. It's, you know, it's perfectionism. It's procrastination. It's for you know, people like you and I, it's looking for those outside stimuli, because something's not right inside. And it doesn't mean there's like a fucking hurricane brewing, but it's like, we know we're not, whether it's taking care of our spiritual needs, our emotional needs, our mental health needs, our physical needs, we're trying to divert that attention to something that we can control, because control is a fucking illusion. And so if we can't figure out what's going on in our inner world, we go, oh, I can fucking change my hair. Oh, I can fucking go get filler. Oh, I can fucking shave half my head and fucking fix my goddamn house. Like, we're searching, we're grasping, because we don't want to go inside. And I'm so fucking guilty of it. I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm so fucking guilty of that too, where it's like, God damn it, Sarai. Like, you've been down this road. That shit isn't going to fix it. But it's like this fucking endorphin hit, this adrenaline hit that we're like, yeah, yeah, give me. It's going to make me feel good for a second. And then we do it. And then we're like, all right, well, that was cool. But now, like, I still like got some shit on the inside. Yeah. Give me more.
For me, it's like, ooh, give me more. And I don't even know if there's anything tumultuous going on inside me, other than the fact that, like, I guess if I could pinpoint it, and you mentioned it, it's the perfectionism. Like, I want to go all in for this particular brand shoot. I'm like, I'm in a different, and I assign so much, like, weight to things. Like, I'm in this new era now. I'm in this back to my loud girl, colorful era. I'm like, all right, well, if that's the case, let's fucking go full throttle. Like, why does it have to be full throttle? Like,
bro, you're asking the wrong bitch.
I know. I read this. It's back there. It's the molecule of more. And it's just certain people. And I think that's why those people are predisposed to maybe becoming like having addictive qualities in anything. Not just substances. It's like not eating or eating, spending, gambling, sex. Like, some people just have that molecule of more where you need. And like I said, in moderation, none of that's bad. Getting filler on its own is not bad. You know, changing your wardrobe is not bad. Exactly what you said. None of that's bad. But I did all of them that I can do, because I don't dabble in the art of getting fucked up anymore. So like, my way of getting fucked up is like, let me see how many syringes I can fit in my fucking jawline. That's crazy. That there's an element of crazy with that. And I recognize that. I take that on, not in a bad way. I acknowledge it. And I'm trying to just, for one, make mention of it. to share with other people. It's like, well, I'm not going to hide from this anymore. I'm not going to say this. Oh, I'm not doing that. And then another thing is be gentle with myself, recognize it. And then what are ways that I can get over it? And I think right now us talking about it is one, because I'm like, okay, it's happening. Don't go off the deep end. Don't go, because I know with, I'll just speak for, you know, one thing, one of the things, because I could speak to all of the things. I could talk about when I bought too much and became a hoarder, and I could talk about all of the things. But like with this filler thing, I went 2 years without getting shit because I was very much in my like, I'm just going to be me. I'm just going to be me and not want to, you know, do those things. Just be, they're not bad or good, but I just don't want to see myself. Now I'm like, I'm back in it again. And at that time, before I stopped, I was looking like insane. I was living in West Hollywood. I'm like, well, that's what people in West Hollywood do. They get bunches of shit in their face. And I got dysmorphic. And I'm a little triggered today looking at myself in the video because my lips are very swollen from yesterday. They were like this on the regular and bigger. And I was like, not big enough. Like, I know I'm predisposed to like losing touch with, I guess, reality a little bit. And I'm just like, am I doing that again? I don't know. I don't want to be. I know that.
Well, I think first, the fact that you can actually acknowledge it and you can recognize it. And I want to say there's nothing that has to be like necessarily a fucking goddamn level 5 fucking hurricane going on inside for you to start searching for things, right? It could be, you know, there's something that's just a little out of whack and your brain goes, oh, hey, remember when we did X, Y, and Z and we were happier? And like that false remembrance, if you will, it's like, I guess when people have kids, I don't know, I don't have kids, but like it was painful, it was terrible. And then they go and they have another one because like you forget about it. Like your brain lies to you. So I don't know. For me, when I hear you talk about this, I think it's just like reconnecting with yourself, your purpose, your passion, your why. And again, there's nothing wrong with any of these external changes. When it becomes that obsession, when it becomes that's your priority and that's what you're seeking, that becomes a problem. But I mean, it might just be like, maybe you need to get back to fucking meditation. Maybe you need to like, you know, chill the fuck out on your phone. You know, like there's a lot of little things, right, that start to add up and then they start to swirl inside and then they start to rock the boat. And then before you know it, we're fucking doing all kinds of crazy ass shit. And I'm so fucking guilty of this too. So I'm not like lecturing you.
I know all of our private conversations, like I don't feel judged. I don't feel like you're prescribing shit or saying this is what's wrong with you and this is what you need. I know, you know, from experience. And the difference now, I think why I'm even like making so much mention of this is even a minor disturbance doesn't feel good because I know what peace feels like. And so I like that spot. And so this may not be a big deal. Like it may not have gotten to that. I know it hasn't gotten to that point of being a big deal or me to change my mind and start lying to myself or be in denial. I'm not there yet. But like the smallest of disturbances, which you hit the nail on the head. I haven't been meditating. I haven't been journaling. I haven't been able to get in nature, which is that's a big one of my meditations is just being out there because it's been rainy. So this small disturbance like only happened in like a matter of a week or so. And that's all it takes. But I recognize it and I don't want to be disturbed. I don't want to. If I could, I don't want to be disturbed. I want to go back to like centered. And that takes me back to what came through when you did your meditation is like, I want to be centered inside myself. I want to feel grounded. I don't want to be reaching for the more external shit than I need to. And it is the phone thing. And it is this upcoming trip to Spain. Like, let me not just do it a little bit. Let me look like a fucking different person for whatever reason. Like, that's okay because I've caught it. We're good. Nothing's irreparable. Now I just want to come back to myself and carry on. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I love that. And that's huge recognition. And it's, you know it, you're aware of it. And the fact that you're even speaking about it, that's fucking huge. I mean, that's huge compared to a couple of years ago where you were. So, you know, I don't think this shit's ever going to go away for people like you and I. It's always going to be something. It's always going to be some external thing that we are going to look to fill a void. But as long as we can recognize it and come back to ourselves and go, okay, bitch, is this really going to fix what the fuck's going on? And sometimes, like, yes, for a second. And sometimes we got to talk about it, you know? And I think that's the power of storytelling. I think that's the power of friendship. I think that's the power of using your voice authentically, is you take power away from these thoughts. You take the power away from them. They no longer hold you. And when you acknowledge it, when you say it, whether it's to a friend or on fucking social media or fucking to your goddamn therapist, they instantly like lose some of that power. And you're like, okay, bitch, like I'm getting back to me. Fuck this. Like that was a nice little detour, but I'm going back, you know?
Yeah. The true us without all the outside. Like, it just, it's a good spot to sit in. And it's, I don't know about you, but it's incredibly challenging to strip everything away and just be not your social media, not your fucking hair color, not your this, not your that, not your anything, and just strip it all away and be okay with just who you innately are. That's not the easiest. I don't want to speak for if it's easy for this person or that person, but like, it's not the easiest for me. I've done it. I can do it. It's a little jarring. It's a little jarring.
Yeah, for sure. When we strip everything away, it's this incredible sense of vulnerability, and like it's like you're a naked mole rat and you're like,
which is, if I don't show up to this fucking retreat without lashes, that's what I'm gonna look like. That's how I always
that's how I look too.
No, you don't. The glasses
hide it. So good. This kind of made me think of something, and I know this has nothing to do with hair, like what we're talking about right now, but
I don't care. I like it.
Okay. So I have this fear that I've had my whole life. It is probably my biggest insecurity, and I don't get in swimsuits. I just don't. Period. Full stop. I haven't since I was a teenager, even at my tiniest in my eating disorder. I do not do swimsuits. And so I bought a swimsuit for my educator retreat a couple weeks ago. I never got into it. And I tried it on this morning and I was like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Abso-fucking-lutely not. Is anybody ever going to see me in this? Mm-hmm. And that's like, but as we're having this conversation, I literally was like, Sarai, who gives a fuck? These people that you're going on this trip with are your friends. They give less than zero fucks about your cellulite, your fucking scars, how you look, any of that. And yet,
we're gonna be worrying about ourselves, P.S. We're not going to be worried about what's going on.
Exactly. Like, look at how much we, especially women, I can't speak from a male's perspective, but you know, being a woman is hard in this day and age, but like, holy fucking shit, the stuff that we do to ourselves in our mind. I tried those swimsuit bottoms on and I was like instantly like saying all these terrible things to myself. And I took them off and I just walked away from the mirror and I was like, nope. But as I'm sitting here, I'm like, Sarai, you talk all the time about how it doesn't matter. Like, your looks don't matter. It's like, it's who you are, who you show up as. And y'all don't give a fuck about what I look like. And I always, this analogy. So like, let's say you're at a beach and you see a larger body human walking down the beach. My first thought is, fuck yeah, good for you. Like, rocket person. Not, ooh, you shouldn't be wearing that. But in my brain, I'm convinced that everyone is going to think I'm garbage and disgusting and gross and ew, and they're never going to talk to me again. And as we're having this conversation, I'm like, guess what's getting packed? My fucking swimsuit.
I surely hope so. There's a fucking pool with that shit.
I know. But isn't it crazy the shit that we tell ourselves?
You know, yeah, for sure. It is such a weird sensation to hear this, like, to hear it and be like, maybe I've been thinking it for so long. That's the way my brain works to this day in my 40s. I'm like, well, that's just the way it is. But why does it fucking have to be the way it is? Why do we have to commiserate over, you know, wearing swimsuits around our peers? You know what I mean? Like, not just like our other women who are going through it too. Like, why? I don't know why we have to commiserate, but we do. And it's been a societal thing as the day has been long. And it sucks. And I wish it would change. And I think just radical acts of you not giving a fuck and wearing yours and me not giving a fuck and wearing mine and not worrying about the back fat or the cellulite or the whatever our grief is and just doing it anyway. I feel like radical acts of that is the way we make changes. I mean, it's not easy. I have to physically in my head, like, be like, bitch, wear the suit and don't wear a coat. Like, you're gonna do it. Like, it's hard. It's hard. But, like, every time I do it, the easier it's got. One big, huge breakthrough for me is I wore a two-piece to a water park, and there were thousands of people at said water park. I didn't wear cover-ups. I was just walking around, no shorts, no, just bathing suit. Standing, oh, what really got me? Standing in lines in close proximity of people. Because everywhere at a water park, there's a line. Climbing up stairs, being in unflattering positions, hanging this way, hanging that way. I cannot tell you the freedom that came on the other side of that excursion. I was just like, it's all out now. It's all out now, G. I don't care. Like you, I would wear pants to swim. I would wear comforts to swim. I would wear clothing at the beach because I didn't want my skin out. Not hanging skin, just my body. I didn't want people to see me, like, in that raw sense because I felt hideous. Highly recommend people go into water parks in a two-piece to fucking get over your shit because that is exposure therapy. That was exposure therapy.
Can we find one in Spain when we go so I can, like, just go fucking balls to the wall?
No, better a European water park because they're probably going to be topless. So you really are going to get exposure then. You know what? Okay. Share something else with you that was more exposure therapy that I almost like, I think I disassociated, if I'm being honest. All right. So talking about this loose skin and losing 100 pounds, whatever, like it bugs me from time to time. I go back and forth with getting the revision or whatever. So I'm the fourth right now talking about like a consultation with this doctor that's in Seattle. So I had to set up a tripod with a clicker and take naked, unflattering, like, I'm not even trying to do a nude, right? You know how, like, sexies, you're, like, holding shit up? Like, the day is long. Like, nipples all out, fucking side view of my double chin, fucking fupa, the stomach. And I had to send it via email to a doctor. And I have an iMac now, so you know that motherfucking shit is, like, deep and wide. Deep. And I just was, like, and it sent, and I was like, you know what? I don't give a damn, you know? And if somebody even finds these, even leak my nudes, I don't even give a fuck. If we all have nipples, we're mammals. Some nipples look different, whatever. It was incredibly liberating to send off unflattering, hanging there nudes to somebody you're trying to get them to fix it. But I was just like, whatever. The world is weird. Humans are weird. I'm weird, you're weird, we're all weird, we have different bodies, and that was really liberating just to send my weird nudes to somebody.
And I also don't know, I don't think I've ever met another human that doesn't struggle with some sort of body confidence issue. So this is like a universal theme. If you're a human, you can probably relate to this struggle. 100%.
And you know what's weird? And I think this speaks to maybe where we're at now and just the things that we've done and having conversations like this. Like, I remember I used to see really thin people, or in my mind, people that had amazing physiques, complain about, they're like, oh, this and that, and then I was just like, yeah, right, well, if you had this, what are you talking about? We all have our own shit. I've gotten so far at this point to where I don't minimize other people's stuff. Like, my stuff's my stuff, their stuff's their stuff. I don't minimize it. We all go through stuff. Even those people with seemingly, I'm using air quotes, beautiful physiques still have their gripes and you know, their own shit. So we all go through it, and we're all having our own experience.
Yeah, exactly. We all struggle. That's the bottom line of humanity, is we all have our own fucking struggles that we are trying to get through and hopefully not trying to fucking throw on the world. But it's, you know, what's really amazing is when you find people like you that you can open up to. You can have these conversations. You know, I called you, or actually you called me a couple days ago because I was like, I won't say having a meltdown, but I was like, listen, here's the reality of my situation. Like, my hormones are fucking bananas. I'm feeling all types of ways. And, you know, and we just had a conversation. And when we were done, I was like, all right, dude, I feel so much better. But just being able to talk about it in a space where you're not going to be judged. No one's going to try to fix you. Because, like, here's the thing. You're not broken. Nobody listening to this is fucking broken. You're having a human experience, which means shit's fucked up. Your brain's fucked up. Okay. Like, we're all having a human experience, and you don't need to be fixed. What you need to be is heard and seen and validated and supported. And if you don't fucking have friends like that, get you some.
Exactly. And you know what you said earlier, like, oh, this has nothing to do with hair. I think the tie-in is it has to do with our identity and our sense of self. And we're in an industry that changes people's identity, and they come with us. They come to us with, like, deeper issues than I just want to change my cutter color. It's like, oh, if I do this, then X, Y, and Z will be better, or I'll feel better, or this will be better. And I know, because you've been doing hair as long as I, 20 years, like, we've had more instances than probably not of people thinking if they change their external, it's going to change their internal. So this is all tied. This is 100% all tied in, and we all go through it. I mean, we're the facilitators of the external, and because we're human, because they're human, I'm human, we're all humans, and it's just, we all kind of, you know, whether it's struggling or dealing or whatever you want to call it, we all face the same sort of stuff like this, and it's our image, it's, you know, it's your identity. Sometimes that can translate in unhealthy ways, and sometimes we got to get a grip, like having this conversation right now, we just got to get a little grip and carry on. I don't know.
Yeah. And also, I'm just thinking, because how many times have you in your career had a client, they bring you the inspo picture, this is what they want, you fucking nail it, and then they're still like, and I'm like, okay, the issue is not the hair, my friend, because I fucking killed it. And, like, you don't want to be like, the issue is your fucking self-esteem, but, like, really, I can't make you look like fucking J-Lo. I can't make you look like fucking Beyonce. I can give you that fucking hair. I can give you almost identical hair. What I can't do is fix that inner stuff, right? Have you had that before where people are like, oh my God, you've nailed the inspo photo, but you know there's more going on under the surface?
All the time has happened from the beginning to still happens. And I'll tell you what the variable has been that's changed that is, you talked about this, you just said it, somebody feeling seen and heard and understood. Now, while I'm not a therapist and things have changed a lot from how I used to be, which was like an absorbing, unhealthy empath where I would take on people's shit and try to fix it. That's the difference. Like, I took it on and needed to fix it. So also I was playing therapist, fixing their shit, and having to worry about the external, nailing the look, making sure their feelings were intact while, like, my own were being neglected. Like, it was kind of miserable because I wanted to cover all the bases. Seen, heard, therapist, and that's a lot. The difference now is that I still make sure people are seen and heard, but I protect my energy. I go into it, like, being right, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like healed people can heal people. That's a saying that fucking very much rings true for me. So now I'm not like a basket case trying to fix all these people and worry about like nailing the look. So now I feel like if someone comes in and they have shit to work on and they think their externals changing is going to change the internal, I will talk to them and listen and be a safe space and not try to fix and whatever. And by the end of the service, I have nailed the look. They're not like, but I'm not J-Lo. They're like, I feel better inside and also look better outside. So it's more of a holistic approach to doing hair than it ever used to be before. It's like, let's talk about the fucking Kardashians, have a white claw, and I'll nail your hair. So nothing was fixed on the inside. We probably commiserated. I thought I was an armchair therapist. Then they were like, but this side's longer than this side and it's a little redder. Yeah, because I didn't help you with your inside. That's the difference. That's the fucking difference.
And fuck, you pay me. Goodbye. I do.
They're with. We're you're snorting the truth. That's the truth.
Oh my God.
100% the truth.
That shit hits, dude. That shit hits.
Mm-hmm.
All right, friend. I feel like this is a good place to. Chop it off?
Let's just chop it off. Grows back. That's a good new one. Let's chop it off here and hope it grows back.
Okay. Oh my God. What the fuck is wrong with us? That's good. So all right. All right, that's your new outro, friend. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Help me remember it. I'm thinking of like a lizard tail or maybe like a poop or something.
I think we're slap happy now.
I feel so much better. To be honest with you, even though my face looks like a catcher's mitt, I feel way better.
I can't do it.
I'm so glad this is being like filmed too. Like I'm just
Whoa.
Okay. Okay, oh let's chop it off.